Everything Anew by Treescape. Summary. Some battlefields, Rumi thinks, are more difficult than others. Zoe would have a list, Mira says, frowning at the shelves that stretch endlessly before them. The look on her face says there must be some secret to them that they just have to puzzle out. If only it would stop fighting them. Rumi knows just how she feels. Everything in the pharmacy is starting to look a little the same. Box after box after box of medication. Zoe always has a list. Or Rumi and Mira try to take care of Zoe. Some battlefields, Rumi thinks, are more difficult than others. Zoe would have a list, Mira says, frowning at the shelves that stretch endlessly before them. The look on her face says there must be some secret to them that they just have to puzzle out, if only they would stop fighting them. Rumi knows just how she feels. Everything in the pharmacy is starting to look a little the same. Box after box after box of medication. Zoe always has a list. Rumi weighs the shopping basket in her hand, peering doubtfully at its contents. What else could we need? She asks. We have bandages, ice packs, painkillers, With a dull thud, a box drops into the basket. What if she gets a fever? Mira demands. Another box, and then another. What if she can't sleep? What if she loses her appetite? A bottle of decongestants teetering on top of several other things almost rolls out of the basket, and Rumi catches it instinctively. She can't remember what they thought they might need this one for, but surely it's better to be prepared. Though at this rate, they're going to need another basket. No, two. The first one is already overflowing, and they'd only just got here. Maybe we should call her, Rumi suggests. What if she's sleeping? Mira wants to know. What if she can't reach her phone and she gets hurt trying to grab it? Rumi feels herself go a little pale at the thought. Let's just get one of everything, she says quickly, and Mira nods her agreement, a look of determination on her face like she's getting ready to gear up. I'll go get another basket. Zoe is not, in fact, asleep when they return, and is, in fact, playing games on her phone. When Rumi and Mira drop a dozen bags on the floor, she looks up in surprise from where she's sitting on the couch with her leg propped up on the coffee table. Thanks, she says brightly, if a little confused, as she sorts through the jumble of their purchases. She lifts one box up and tilts her head in question. This antacid is exactly what I need for my sprained ankle. Rumi and Mira exchange looks. We panicked, Mira says bluntly with a shrug. You would have had a list, Rumi adds, a little embarrassed. With a laugh that rings like gold, Zoe sets the box down beside her. You got everything I could have possibly had on every list I've ever made, she says. And if her voice is a little teasing, it's also overflowing with affection. She holds out her hands, including the two most important things. Rumi feels herself perk up a little. Oh, what did we get? Zoe rolls her eyes, motioning for them both to step closer. When they do, she grabs them each by one hand and pulls them onto the couch with her. There, she says. Now I have everything I need.